My dear?
Yeah, I can't talk now. Hello? Okay. And,
1/4 pound of milk, bacon, sausage, pepperidge, pastrami, tarami, salami, banani.
1/4 pound of bologna.
1/4 pound of Swiss.
Salami.
Little spaghetti.
2 cans of Progresso vegetable soup.
Like an old man in the deli arguing with Clinton.
Did I order the apple juice? two apple juices.
Yeah. She's so sweet.
How many?
I torture her.
Oh, and a quarter pound of bologna.
Bologna.
All right. How many things do I have here?
Who would have thought hearing her order could be so sumptuous?
All right. And how about 2 cans of Pepsi Cola in the can?
She's so sweet.
A 12 cans.
She's so scared and sneaky.
And 1 can of do you have any kind of a beer that's not expensive?
Bottle of beer. Wouldn't you love to be this cashier right now? They're ringing people up and writing this shit down. What, dear?
A light beer. And not too expensive. A light beer. A 6-pack.
Oh, God.
Give me
the joys of
packs.
Minimum wage. So this is why everyone quit their job? I don't hear you. Oh my God. And she doesn't even get paid.
Okay. How many things are there?
Hard to believe someone would do this for free.
I think that's enough for today. You're gonna send
just
it
today.
Early?
She'll do another.
How early?
She wants to know when she's getting
how
married.
How old? When?
What child does she have? How old is yours? 1 month old.
So what's on?
What, dear?
Okay. All right.
Beautiful.
All right. So I have how many things now? 10?
I'm going to post
right,
it
dear.
When
would
she includes her credit card.
As soon as possible.
She's going to say your credit card number, like usual.
All I'm right, sure thank off. You.
And then she goes to hang up on me.
Alex, I had a grocery store on the telephone. I had to answer it. How are you? Why are you calling so early?
What, dear?
Huh?
Who?
Alex.
What?
Why are you calling so early in the morning?
Because I love you.
What?
What?
I don't hear you. Alice, I have to go in the shower and take a
please,
shower.
Please, leave it on while I go.
I can't talk now, honey. Everything okay?
No.
What's the matter?
I'm scared about Harrison.
Will you talk into the phone, please?
Yeah, they said COVID is the most dominant Delta tribe in New York, all the continental parts, as well as
Alex,
England.
Do you hear me?
And Thailand will be moving in on their Filipino.
What was in Thailand?
One sense henceforth in Tubri, right? They will be living permanently, the UK and Thailand.
Who's in Thailand you're talking about?
In COVID state. It will be a way of life, they say.
Alex, you're not talking
US
sense.
Highest levels of officials, as reported by CNN, says it's just as likely it was out of a Wuhan lab than it was natural causes.
Listen, I can't talk now. I have to get dressed.
My dear? My love.
I love you.
I love you.
Take care.
My dear?
Yes.
Leave the phone on a minute.
What?
How's Sue?
I can't hear you.
Sue, my love?
I can't listen, you're going to talk to me. You got to talk loud. I
my
can't
dear?
Hear a word you're saying.
Sue.
Okay? Now, what is it that you want?
Sue, my love. I want to hear
okay,
about
Sue. I love you.
What?
I love you.
What? Shut up, you dumb bitch. I wanted to talk to you
take
all.
Care.
More, you know, ball, it's a car.
I
can't
talk.
Car,
now,
I'm control, sorry. Mix, and he died some more.
Alex, I can't talk in this morning. I'm busy.
What, dear?
Okay.
My love?
Okay. Please.
You want to talk to David?
I have to get dressed and I have to go to the store. Please.
No, you made a delivery. You are not going
what?
To the store. They're bringing it to you, Hawk.
What?
You want to talk to David?
I can't.
I'm going
hear you,
to put
Alex,
David
I'm sorry.
On.
If you want to talk to me, you got to talk loud.
Okay.
That's all, honey. Bye.
Okay. Wait.
What?
Okay, hold on a minute. It's probably going in voicemail. I knew it. My dear? My love? David's asleep. She didn't pick up.
Alex, I cannot talk this
why?
Morning. Because I got things to do.
What are you even doing?
I want to get dressed first. So that's it.
What are you
okay?
wearing?
I'll talk to you later in the day.
What?
I'll talk to you later.
About what?
Bye.
No!
you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
Talking to the grocery man.
What?
Okay. You hear me?
I heard you got off with
him. All right. I can't talk now. I'm sorry.
What?
Bye-bye.
My dear,
what is it that
I have
you
a
want?
Question. Do you like Joe?
I can't hear you.
Joe.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
What time?
About 2 o'clock.
I'm going to be sleeping.
Okay.
I just got to bed.
Okay, bye.
Wait. I wanted to say I loved you.
Please. What is it you want to say?
All right, I'll tell you.
I'll talk to you later. Okay?
Why later, though?
I have to get dressed. I got things to do.
What are you doing?
I'm ordering food.
No, you did that already.
Good night, honey. Well, goodbye, goodbye. I'm going to have to call somebody. You cannot call me like this. It's too much. You gotta call me when I could talk to you.
When?
Okay?
When?
Okay. Now I can't talk to you now.
Why? My dear.
Hi, it's very early in the morning, Alex, and I have a lot of work in the morning to do. What is it, sweetheart?
You have a job I didn't know about?
What job? About who?
Blow job instructor.
husband's what? My job?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard work. I have to take care of the apartment, clean. I've a lot to do.
I'm scary how I left off. Make me sad and ball found. Tell me that.
What's that?
High anxiety peaked the moment. Weed smoke and Steve-O. Would Steve know? And Invo show. My dear? My love?
I love you, but I have you. To talk to you later in the day.
I love you.
I have a lot to do.
My dear?
Yes.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you.
Why are you up so early?
I just went to bed.
Oh, you're all mixed up, babe.
My dear?
What?
I love you so much.
Yeah, you love me so much.
I love you.
Why don't you listen to me?
Why?
Why don't you listen to me?
Why?
I tell you I'm busy.
Why?
And I'll talk to you later.
Why?
I'll talk to you later.
Why?
Goodbye, Alex. You have time. You gotta go out and get a job. You got too much time on your hands.
Why?
Yeah, goodbye, Alex. I'll talk to you later. Au revoir. Goodbye. Au revoir. Yeah, goodbye. Au revoir. Alex, you don't love me. You don't love me if you talk like this. Au revoir. Yeah, bye. Au revoir.
Clearly, my mom is still fucking her boyfriend an hour later.
Alex, I told you, I can't talk to you in the morning. I got a lot of work. I have to go down. I have to go to the shopping. I got to do this. I got to do that. Please don't bother me in the morning like this, okay?
My dear.
I'll talk to you when I have time. I like to talk to you.
My dear.
But not now, sweetheart.
My love.
Okay.
I wanted to formally call in my resignation and apologies. All apologies. My mom said, give me a minute. Basically, she's fucking a boyfriend on the toilet.
Alex, why don't you call your brother?
I'm sorry! Sorry, you're all fucking sorry. I messed up. I did a booby. If someone call you a lot, you think they want something good this time. Really, they just you, Hellbath lost in Dunmanclin, Declan, Boltish.
Please leave your message.
I love you. I'm going to get the dinner.
Please.
I'm gay. And I want the world to know. And what do you got to say about it? My love. I did it. He's right here. Come on now, wave it. Answer the phone. My love.
Not good. Not good. That's why I don't like the look right before the show. There you go, though. I mean, you're having problems with the stream, but you were hearing yourself. At least the Trade Zero works for you.
Yeah.
All right, so we took last week off. A lot of shit kind of happened. We're going to have a cycle of guests here. I think we're kicking it off with Dana Beers. You called him out. Big wedding controversy. Didn't go to
Dana,
a
boy or a girl?
I haven't talked to him since this.
It's a pretty bitch name.
So should we just get him in here and then I'll explain my interpretation of events in front of him?
I love you, David.
You're talking in a whisper. What are you saying?
That I love you.
What?
I wet my pants under you.
Bye, Alex. I can't afford to talk like this. I can't. My voice is so good. I can't talk. Please. I have no strength.
Don't we want a bit?
Bye-bye,
bye, dear. I am my grandma. Don't fuck with me no more. Ah, that's sad. Oh well. Shit, nigga. Morning. It's early.
No, in the morning.
I just went to bed.
What are you talking about?
I didn't open my blinds.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
I thought I was calling you.
I'm on a rest. Please, Alex, leave me alone for a while. I don't feel good.
Why?
Take care.
What's wrong?
All right, bye-bye.
What? Is your pooty time gangbang? Thank you. I like you. I like you, though.
I can't talk, honey.
I like you a lot.
Tired. Don't you believe me? I'm right in town now, honey. Thank you. Let me rest a bit.
I never live up to the hype. Even so much as a call. My mom's being draconically annoying and freaking out. I want to order sushi and breakfast sandwich, a call. I have a leftover Dunkin' sandwich.
Alex, don't you understand? I told you I'm resting.
I wanted to just remind you how much I love you for.
You wanted what?
I said you're the best grandma in the entire world.
I can't hear you. Please help me. I don't hear you. What the hell is it?
You want me to come through?
What?
I'll come over then.
Yeah, goodbye and good luck. I don't know what you're saying.
Why?
Please. Huh? I have enough on my mind. Please.
What are you thinking about? All your friends are dead.
Alex, go read a book. Go write a book. Go out and have some fresh air.
You're doing it for me.
Go get some food to eat. Call your brother.
My brother?
You have so much to do. Go do some things.
Okay.
Call your brother. See how he feels. He's in the hospital.
Yeah.
He calls it a hotel.
He doesn't tell me it the right way, honestly. He doesn't give it to me straight.
Goodbye, Alex.
Begin to feel like something's a little off with that. Oh my god. My mom is so weird. Why is she not picking up though? If she doesn't pick up within 20 minutes. I'm through. I'm off. Yeah, she said 45 minutes at 9:48. Now it's 1:05. I'll give her 10 or 15 more minutes. 5 extra because my dad died.
don't you believe me? I don't feel good.
My dear, I'll come over then. My dear, I talked to
my... I'm not feeling good. I'm resting.
I talked to my brother.
I got dressed and I'm resting. Please. I got a headache.
I talked to my brother.
For a while.
Brother.
Please, Alex.
My brother.
Yes, now.
I talked to my brother.
Pest to me.
What?
I don't want... I'm going to have to change my numbers. I don't like this at all.
I talked to my brother. My brother.
That's what you're doing.
My brother. I spoke to my brother.
I don't know what you're saying, Alex. Don't bother because you're mumbling.
My brother?
Yeah. Alex. What is it?
I went down and talked to my brother.
I don't know what you're saying.
I done dipped down and talked to Dar Dara.
I don't know what you're saying.
Brother. My brother.
Let me rest a little bit.
I speak unto my brother.
I'm not feeling good. What's wrong with you?
You want to hear what my brother say? I'll tell you what brother say.
I don't feel good.
My brother?
Alex, please.
My brother. I'll tell you about my brother. Here's the story.
What?
I happened out about my brother.
I'll tell. I don't know what you're saying.
What the brother happened?
Go read a book. Will you please go read something? Why do you go watch something on television? Don't bother me, honey. I'm not feeling well.
I'll tell you about my brother.
About your what?
I spoke to my brother. My brother pants.
You wet your pants?
Yeah.
Why?
He told me something.
Good night. Go to bed. Go take a shower. Go take a shower. Bye, Alex. I can't talk. I'm out of talking. I have no breath left in my body to talk. I'm exhausted. Please, leave me alone for a while. You're a pest now, I see.
My brother.
Being a pest.
My brother.
What?
My brother told me.
You what?
I spoke to brother. He told me something.
Who did you speak to?
My brother.
Your cousin?
Yeah, my brother.
Which one?
Homo-sy.
Who?
Homerically.
Bye-bye. I can't hear
you. He told me something. My brother.
Good night, honey. I'm going to bed again. You're making me wake up. Bye.
Wait. I'll tell you what he said.
Thank you.
This is ridiculous. Oh, now I know how they feel.
Hello.
My mom, one of the sussest people. One Uckin. So sad. It's all so sad. All this torture and jaded twain somewhere. In between joy and pain, all for the audiences forget about life for a
while. I'm sorry, the person you were trying to read.
Pathetico, ain't that? I done Dwayne Bryan talked to my brother.
What?
I spoke to my
brother. What do you want from me?
I talked.
Please, I want to rest it a little bit. Stop calling me. You're a pest. If that's what you do to your girlfriends, then you're really a pest.
My 13-year-old girlfriend?
What's wrong with you?
My 13-year-old girlfriend?
You're all overbearing. Let me rest. Please.
My dear, let me tell you about my daughter and my brother. I'm addictively repetitive. It's scary. My dear, Harrison said something to me. Harrison told me something. Harrison said to watch Loki, the new one. I said, fuck you. Hi.
Hi. How are
you? I'm okay. Thanks for picking up finally. Not much. I haven't talked to you in a little bit. You said you were going to call the cops last.
A lot of times you don't tell.
Yeah, I don't answer. Are you okay? What? Why do you sound so happy?
I sound so happy about what?
You're in a good mood.
I'm always in a good
mood. Really?
I mean, work, I can't talk, so I can't talk too much when you call me in the middle of work.
Yeah.
I'm always in a good mood. I just, you know, you call at times that I'm working or I'm with somebody and I tell you I'm with somebody.
Who are you with?
I'm by myself.
Okay.
What do you mean, who am I with? I'm with people that I work with in the middle of the day. What do you think?
Right. You're with people you work with in the Hamptons?
What is your problem? How are you? I really need to speak to you, sir.
What? What do I have to say for myself?
Yeah.
Concern about Harrison. And missing Sasha. The code's going well, but missing sister and, I don't know. You miss Long Island also when you're never there. I don't know. Sometimes.
But I didn't hear what you said. You got to talk into the phone a little bit more.
People in the city, people who interact oddly seem to like the city, though. You can go out and be around all these people surrounded, then you retort back into your shell, which I do the entire time, though, which is even the weirdest. But just people like to, who have odd social interactions, seem to enjoy the city.
Socializing.
There are. People do like running into the shell and just hiding inside them. It's common here. New York is now becoming back to a near COVID state just because of the Delta. But England said they're going back to, they're now in a norm of living with COVID. So that's just, I'm happy I'm not there. I mean, London is like New York, but I guess more COVID-y. It was more stoic and historical. And then you have the area like upstate, only they have a much nicer rural, or more historical at least.
Yeah.
I don't know how much nicer it is in upstate New York when you get into the mountains, and you probably have serial killers there too. People are getting robbed now on my block, daylight. Yeah, broad day, that didn't happen before, but it's just a sign of the times, and we, you know, things are periods of bad or better. And that's why it's, I could see definitely joys of living on Long Island, where it's just, as you said, you don't have to be around some of the people that you spent your life working to get away from. But then, I mean, I leave it to me, I find, like, the five people that are in a town that are exactly the bad type that you try to get away from. But now even I know to get away from them. But I had to find out with my family involvement under the most dire of circumstances. That was my old life, I guess. Missing Sasha. These are kind of the weird conversations I would have with Joseph, I guess, the therapist. But he didn't like talking to me all too much. He liked me at first. Then I got too deep and esoteric or out there or whatever, and he couldn't relate to me, I felt. So he just had the same shit. What?
Maybe because he felt you weren't deflected and not addressing my
deep. Yeah, oh, I'm sure he definitely did. That was like, but
you tend to do that.
His thing was you can't drink alcohol, you can't like smoke pot ever, like you have to. Like, you have to be in a group if you've ever used or something where you, like, talk to people or whatever. And I guess that's okay for making friends, but as far as I see, it's really, I feel, just, like, one life cult or another. Like, legitimate interactions are, not that I have any of either, but legitimate, he legit just wanted me to do his, like, it's what psychotherapists call, like, it's their road to recovery. It's a specified program. It basically takes all of the Alcoholics Anonymous playbook. But the biggest dark truth in those industries is the psychologists, they know anyone they try to help, they are not doing any type of, in like 98% of the circumstances, none of that is actual like cure or anything close to what someone would be considered legitimate like help from any people's needs. They say it themselves that they go to conferences and travel to try and find ways that, and people say that some people do, like, I don't, there's weird things, psilocybin, MDMA therapy that they give to extreme cases of soldiers with PTSD, but they had found some success that believing it could be parallel to people with even lesser forms. But like, I've tried a few shares of things. Like, I don't even need to think about, I'm not even that bad that I need, like, artificial medication, like, long-term to cure me. I feel, like, I feel I'm cured living here, just having a better career and a better life, that I'll get started soon. But I don't know. When I talk to Nani, everything seems so, like, dire for myself. But the things that happened with me and my old friend Ryan, I wouldn't be surprised if you thought nothing was ever going to change and it's all just bats and remorse and bad feelings, coerced evilness of what that being could bestow on my beloved family and life. It still makes me upset thinking about it, how you were put in crosshairs of something that an evil person and things that could have been stomped on years, decades ago, more. So I feel bad.
When did you have that conversation with him?
Joseph or Ryan? Ryan?
Ryan, yeah.
The night before I sent it to you.
It was that recent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why? Oh, you wish it was like 2 years.
Was it high when you were talking?
I was probably like drinking a beer or something.
And was he high?
He says he hasn't used anything except tobacco in the past year and a half, which is the by far most concerning part about the whole thing. That was him, serial killer, like, just, it made him angrier not even being able to be sedated or medicated. Way angrier and eviler. So that's clearly the effect that these programs can have on the already probably murderous type people.
Talking about relapse and relapse.
Yeah, yeah. I hope he relapses and dies in the ditch for all I care. I don't care. He found out from me, but I haven't even, like, I haven't thought about anything that he would think after that day. Like, he's so blocked. And
why would you?
It did occur to me, like, if he had any reason to be angry, a few times it did hit me, like, would he ever want to retaliate? And no, because I was nothing but good to him and you were too, and you have nothing to be ashamed about for being a good human being. And no one should have to apologize for victimhood and being outgoing and generous. It's disgusting.
So what did he say when you told him that you shared it with me?
He thought I was lying. He said he didn't believe me. He didn't even think what he said was wrong. He, like, that's just how he thinks, apparently. Mm-hmm. So he's disgusting, despicable. It's wrong. He's not strong. Not headstrong. Weak. A morsel of a human, really. It's, I mean, there's places in hell for people like that, but it's just sad that so many people like that are amongst us while we're here on the earth, that he thinks this way. It must be in so much horrible pain about missing his mother and things. He wants to take away people's mothers and things. That's his spare time. And,
well, has he done that before?
I have no idea. It seemed like there was a situation where his other friend randomly inherited all his parents' money just the way, and then he, like, moved in on him. But then they had a fight, like, so shortly, like, within 6 months, he was already kicked out because the guy didn't like it. He was using drugs. The guy had that much foresight. So maybe those parents really did just both randomly get cancer and drop dead within like a year. I have no idea. The kid didn't seem too concerned one way or another. So whether the kid was in on it or it was literally tragic, like, he was definitely burying some type of emotion.
Have you gone at it?
No.
And you don't want to help with the dog, with Gibby's son?
I would get my own dog if I wanted to do med. Like, how long is that help job?
It's
a perpetual help job. Like,
I don't know. You have to call them and find out.
No, I would definitely like want my own dog if I had to do that much labor. Yeah, I'd rather just get my own at that point. That's kind of like the only reason that, aside from like also the financial toll, doctors and such. It's a social thing to get a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Not that many weird people have them. Usually those people get cats. I don't know. Cats have to be walked. But cats can bite you behind their back like a person. They're more human-like in that way. That they'll backstab you. Cat. Dogs don't backstab.
What was that?
Nothing. Oh, look at that. My phone's gonna die.
What?
Where are you?
Walking.
Oh. Did you get breakfast sandwiches?
No.
Okay. How's the weather? I think it was supposed to storm today, but it might just do it for a second tomorrow. So... It's supposed to be heat waves, and like Las Vegas, I saw it was like 125 or something. Like very bad heat.
Really, really, very hot. Very hot.
It's probably hot to be on the phone and draining conversations even.
Anything else?
No. Oh, my phone's dying. Shit. Shit don't change with ya. But you don't ask.
I know. Sometimes I'm all, sometimes I'm not.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Trouble I've seen, nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Sometimes I'm almost to the ground. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Nobody knows but Jesus.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Glory, hallelujah.
I never shall forget that day.
Oh, yes, Lord.
When Jesus Jesus washed my sins away.
That's not weird. None of this is weird.